I don't know anyone who has memorized all 95 of Luther's sentences that he nailed to the church door on October 31st, 1517. But then there are some of them that are not really worth memorizing because they are still tinged with false teaching. But it would be good if we could all remember the very first of those 95 sentences. Luther wrote, "When our Lord and Master Jesus Christ said, 'Repent,' he willed the entire life of believers to be one of repentance. Since we sin every day, we need to repent every day. We need to acknowledge our sin every day and plead for God's mercy in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered for us, died for us, rose again for us, to win for us forgiveness of sins and eternal life." This is true for believers in Christ, and it is also important and necessary for everyone else, whether we're thinking of governments or churches or states or congregations, parents, teachers, students. This is something for all of us. Repent. Every day, for our entire lives, repent. In the last years of the kingdom of Judah, God sent his prophet Jeremiah with a message of repentance. He was to address the nation that God had chosen, to bear his name and bring his message to all the world, the children of Israel. When Jeremiah spoke, the people could look back to the days of Moses and Joshua, when God set them free from their slavery and gave them the promised land. They could look back to their great prophet Samuel, this prophet of repentance, who won great victories over the enemies, not through mighty force of arms, but through tears of repentance. And they could look back to the days of their warrior king David and the first days of his son Solomon, when they had that great city of Jerusalem with its magnificent temple, and they could worship their God according to his will. Wonderful days in their past, and even in their most recent past, under faithful kings Hezekiah and Josiah. But now, it's not that way at all. And there's one word that God gave to Jeremiah to describe his people: backsliding. The prophet Jeremiah in chapter 3 of his prophecy says, "Return, O backsliding children, says the Lord." So they had some great days in their past, some wonderful history under God, but now they were slipping, they were backsliding. They were going downhill. They were forgetting the Lord's blessings and turning away from him and his will. And they were in serious trouble because their sins had brought on them a need for God's discipline. Not only for correction, but actually judgment. Judgment on the whole nation because of their unfaithfulness. Judgment that would include destruction of their city and their temple and exile to a foreign land. All threatened by God as a judgment on their sins. But it was not too late. Not yet. The Lord God had once described himself to Moses as the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, while at the same time by no means clearing the guilty. And now it was the time for them to remember the mercy and the patience of their God and repent. So Jeremiah pleads with them, "Return, backsliding Israel," says the Lord. "I will not cause my anger to fall on you, for I am merciful," says the Lord. "I will not remain angry forever." You see, there's nothing that our Lord wants more than to see sinners acknowledge their sins and turn to Him and rely on His mercy and grace for forgiveness. God delights in forgiving lost sinners. "I am merciful," He says. He wants us to count on that mercy, to rely on it, and to believe that He is the kind of God that He says He is. He wants us to say with the penitent tax collector, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And why should this be so hard for us as individuals, as a school, as a church, as a nation? What makes it so hard is that repentance and a return to the Lord means that we need to confess our sins. So, after telling backsliding Israel that God is a merciful God, Jeremiah says to them, "Only acknowledge your iniquity, that you have transgressed against the Lord your God, and have scattered your charms to alien deities under every green tree, and you have not obeyed my voice," says the Lord. That's the hard part. We need to acknowledge that we have not obeyed the voice of our God. We have made other things more important than our God. We have broken the first commandment. Serve idols? Really? Idols? Well, yes, perhaps the most common idol is that we put ourselves first. And we follow the ways of our sinful flesh instead of following God and His ways. So God says to each of us, just acknowledge your sins, confess your disobedience, return to me. I love to forgive sin. Did I not forgive David after his sin of adultery and murder? Did I not forgive my disciple Peter, who denied me 3 times because he was afraid of being ridiculed by a few servants? Would it not change things around in our whole country if all of God's people would repent daily of their sins, return from their backsliding? Perhaps then even unbelievers would become aware of their guilt and turn to the merciful Lord for forgiveness. For God does not change. "I am merciful," says the Lord. "Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Let us sing hymn 419, all 3 stanzas. Hymn 419.